Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up from the NRIA.net studios in New York. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
On this Wednesday, I am thinking about how much progress the radical left has made in America recently. One glaring example, the Black Lives Matter Foundation is a self-proclaimed Marxist organization. Yet the press loves it, and corporate America is donating tens of millions of dollars to the Black Lives Matter Global Foundation. How can that happen? Well, it's because many Americans have no blanket idea what Marxism and socialism really is. It's not taught in many public schools. It's not a topic of discussion in the media. So the radical left basically says, if you disagree with me, you're a racist, or you're a misogynist, or you're a human rights violator. And that shuts a lot of people up. And the media backs up that intimidation. Now, the end game for the radical left is socialism, where the government tells you, this is what you can have, this is what you can't have. And the government does not respect private property. But despite all that, the far, far left has made a lot of progress, and you should know it. Now this.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.